Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I am your host, Paul Browning. This is week 9. It's so great to have you back again. For those who are watching on YouTube, always a big thank you. Make sure that we're liking and subscribing at 1040 AM radio at KPPF and also at Pat and Go with Paul Browning. As always, I've got Guy Gurton.
Hello. Good morning there, Paul.
Good to be here. Great to have you.
Thank you, sir. You bet.
We've got Mike Lewis.
Good to see you, Paul. Guy.
Man. Good to see you, Mike.
But the team is back, and we just continue to roll through these weeks. Week 9 is now upon us. So many things have happened. We're going to be able to jump right into all of that. This is going to be the high point. So when we jump into the high point, one, it's brought to you by Castle Roofing and also Lavish Lashes, making sure we're getting our – hair, nails, and fashion taken care of. They're getting us situated, right?
Looking good.
when we go to the high point, let's recap at least this Thursday night game and then get into the game balls. But this Thursday night game, we had the Jets and the Colts. Maybe not the most exciting game.
But high scoring, if you like that.
Yes, very high scoring. And if you like the way that the Colts were able to show, I mean, that was an offensive, like, display. That was a full-on display of how you want to play football for three quarters. I'm not gonna say for a whole four quarters. For three quarters, the Colts were able to put up 42 points within that time.
The game was not as close as that score might indicate. And you know, Wentz, he had three touchdown passes. He played very well for the Colts.
Yeah,
they're a team a little bit flying under the radar. The Colts are pretty good.
Yeah. I loved Jonathan Taylor. He absolutely balled out last night. I mean, they had everybody was catching touchdowns. I mean, the offensive lineman had a touchdown catch.
In the game. Get on his knees.
Yeah.
get here.
So but I do want to jump into that a little bit when you talk about the Colts and flying under the radar. There was some great things that I seen with Indianapolis, but at the same time, for you to let the Jets creep back into the game, it should have been out of there.
Right.
But then they end up scoring 32 points.
Without their quarterback and without White.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the backup quarterback? Yeah. He was out.
Had a third-string quarterback, and then you let them put up the points that they did. I think that's a little bit of an issue. And that is one of the things where the Colts can be a contender and get themselves into position to go to the playoffs. I don't think they'll be a playoff team. I think that they'll be a team that is a spoiler.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Jets had, 30? They scored 30 points, but – they're 2-6 for the season, so the struggle continues.
Exactly, definitely, and hopefully Mike White isn't out for too long. And speaking of Mike White, I do want to talk a little bit about game balls, which if I could do mine first from this past week 8, I want to give a big shout-out and a game ball to all the backup quarterbacks that had to step in and make some plays. Mike White being first, coming in for the Jets. This man threw the ball 45 times as a backup. For you to come in the game and they put the ball in your hands like that and let you throw the rock around, he threw for 405 yards and 3 touchdowns to beat Cincinnati, a team that they weren't supposed to beat.
Mm-hmm. How did they do that? I don't know.
Exactly.
Mike White.
Trevor Siemian steps in for New Orleans to beat Tampa. I did call that. Then you had Cooper Rush, who we all thought Dak Prescott was going to play. He sets out, and we have Cooper Rush comes in. Cooper Rush throws for 325 yards and beats Minnesota on a Sunday night game. Do we have any game balls from you guys?
I'm going to go with Simmons, the defensive back for the Broncos. I'm going to talk a lot about the Broncos today, but he picked that off at the end to save the game, although he, you know, kind of highlighted a little bit there and got a flag. Don't do that. Don't do that, right?
That's a fine coming. He's going to get.
But save the game for him,
yeah,
basically.
And Denver needed that win.
Yeah.
They really did.
And later when we do the flag on the play, I'll let you know about
that,
too.
Got some more about that.
Yeah. Guy and I both have some comments coming up. Stay tuned. Debo Samuel with the 49ers.
Get your mic
get my mic up a little bit higher for those folks who are watching on YouTube. There we go. Get that corrected. Appreciate that. 819 yards for the season, so he's off to a great start.
Yeah. For Debo Samuel, we haven't seen a receiver performance like this since Jerry Rice within the first 7 games. I mean, that's a huge name to be standing next to, especially when it comes to 49er greats. But with that, I want to put a close on the high point, we're going to be able to go into a little bit more elaboration on so much more from this past week when we get into Flag on the Play right after this break. But this is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, I've got Mike Lewis. I've got Guy Gerton. We were just able to do the high point, but we want to throw some flags. So this is Flag on the Play. So like always, when we jump into Flag on the Play, it's whatever issues from the past week that we want to be able to dive a little deeper into and talk a little bit more about. There was so much that happened this past week. And, you know, let me pause it even for a second. For those who are watching on YouTube, make sure we're liking and subscribing, KPPF, 1040 AM, and also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Make sure we're doing that. But when it comes to throwing a flag, I want to start a little lighter.
Okay.
Because it gets a little darker into this. But I want to start a little lighter. The first flag I want to throw is on the NFL for fining CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
In the past 5 of 6 games, he's been flagged for almost $47,000 worth of penalties, basically, right? Mm-hmm. From the taunting wave that he did at the end of the Patriots game, to his socks being too low, to his jersey being untucked. Now, this is a real thing, though, in the NFL. You know, when you are in your locker room, they have a poster that's set up that tells you exactly, like, okay, make sure your pants are tucked, make sure you're, you know, these are things that you have to abide by or you will be fined. So I'm not going to put as much on the NFL. I could put a little bit more blame on CeeDee Lamb as well, because it is said, you know, it's clear as day, you know, how not to get fined for your uniform. However, that is something that I think the NFL should lighten up a little bit.
Right.
I mean, the jersey's untucked. Are you kidding me? You know,
7 out of 10 guys out there have their jersey untucked.
There are guys. There are so many guys that are losing money on Sundays over uniform violations that aren't even like, okay, he's wearing a different color shoe than he should be, or his socks are totally different color.
You throw a football into the stands.
Yeah. Okay. These are different fines, but you know, man, like, he's wearing the right color socks, right shoes. They're just below his knee. Give him a break, man.
I agree with you.
I agree totally.
That's my flag.
So is the NFL hurting for money that bad?
Exactly, right?
Where does the money go? Yeah.
Mike, did you have a flag?
Oh, I got a couple of them. All right. You know, I started the season with you, Paul, before Guy joined us, that I was singing Von Miller's praises. Mm. And then I wake up and find out, what is going on? They're trading Von Miller. No. And I don't think Von wanted to go either.
No.
And, you know, the GM, Patton, said, George, said he didn't sleep before this happened. And if the Broncos were winning more games, I think he said a couple of weeks ago, if we were 4-2 now, maybe I wouldn't have traded him. I'm going like, what are you doing? So that's my flag on the play. And I got another one coming up. But what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree totally. His own son won't talk to him. what George Payton was saying. But, you know, Vaughn, actually, we haven't heard his name much in playing. He's been injured. He's been hurt. Love Von Miller. Hate to see him go.
He started off pretty hot, though. I want to say that, because I will say he was – I think he was September's – player of the defensive player of the month for the AFC. I want to say
he did.
He played pretty well. He hasn't been Von Miller of the past, but
and he has been nursing that ankle and some other injuries. So I'm sure it's going to be the old Von Miller. Sorry to see him go.
Me too.
We'll see you. I know this Kenny Young we got from the Rams. You know, he may just step right in there, and we'll see. Yeah. See what happens.
And I thought it was interesting what George also said, that he was trading him to a team that he thought had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So he was trying to, you know, play up his decision well.
Well, you know what Vaughn said? I went to bed 4-4 and I woke up 7-1.
Well, I was going to say, I think that has a little bit to do with the whole trade situation.
Yeah.
I think it is a little bit of the Broncos looking out for him and say, you know what, maybe we can have him win. I want to talk a little bit more about that when we jump into Under the Hood, but I think that's an excellent flag.
My flag, and we're talking Broncos, talking a lot about the Broncos, but You got an offense with, what, 40 seconds left in the game. Just kneel, please. Just kneel down three times. You throw a pass and you have two fumbles.
Yeah.
That's my flag on the play. I cannot believe that it came down to that.
I don't know how much longer this Broncos coaching staff. Well, I think they finished the season. I believe it's my take. I think they finished the season. However, I don't know how much longer this staff may remain together because some of these
this Sunday's game's a big game. It could be a turnaround the season type game. We'll talk more about that here in a minute.
Dallas. That's a big one. Yeah. Now, I think you were hitting on something else too when it came to throwing another flag.
Right.
I do want to talk a little bit about two other situations. One of them being Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What can you say?
So Aaron Rodgers is not playing this week, and he may be out for he's gonna be kind of tiptoeing into next week because he's going to be out for 10 days. And the reason why he's out for 10 days is when you test positive for COVID, you have to be out for a certain amount of times. When you're vaccinated, you're out for a shorter amount of time than when you're unvaccinated. The issue is Aaron Rodgers at the very beginning of the season had said that, or at least implied that he was vaccinated.
Right.
And that was not the case because he was some type of immunization. I don't know how he said it, but he was
implied. That was a good word.
Implied that he was vaccinated, and the NFL has a certain code. Hey, your vaccination is either that Pfizer, Moderna, or the Johnson and Johnson. That's vaccinated, and Aaron Rodgers did not have that, so he is out for this week. Do you guys have any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, well, it's like the Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady thing. Bledsoe goes out and Brady gets his chance. Well, and that's history.
Jordan Love.
Now you got Jordan Love.
He's going to have an opportunity.
He may step into the spotlight.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I just I saw a couple of commentaries about this, and people were really upset what I saw because they felt like there was dishonesty.
Yeah.
Maybe not an outright lie,
yeah.
but – you've got to believe your teammates. And, when you talk about COVID, let's be honest, with some people, that can be life and death. So it's a serious subject. And, should he have done a better job of being upfront and honest in his status?
Yeah.
Right. Like you said earlier, if he's not being honest with that, maybe what else is out there? Right?
Yeah. So. And so just to top on it, I know that's a pretty serious subject there, but we're going to jump into one of the most serious subjects of the entire week. Unfortunately, just a terrible story. Henry Ruggs over the weekend gets in a car accident because he was driving drunk under the influence and kills a woman and her dog in Las Vegas. One of the super tragic moments, the lady was she was 23 years old. Henry Ruggs is 22.
And a three-year-old child.
And a three-year-old, the dog, So this is very tough to talk about because obviously his mistake is made on the largest scale ever. So a lot of things that I have been seeing, and I can say I could throw a flag on Henry Ruggs, obviously, because that's just is inexcusable. We don't drink and drive. That's not something. It's something that we've never condoned. We don't condone it now, and we just never will. So it's such an issue that, and it's so unfortunate that this has happened. I'm gonna let you guys if you have anything to say.
It's very very sad all the way around. And what a promising career.
Yeah.
Number one draft pick. What number 12 overall?
Yeah.
The guy that the Raiders wanted, and what promise, and I feel for him, and it was a bad mistake, and I guess 156 miles an hour when it hit. So obviously he doubled the alcohol, I guess. I don't know all the particulars, but it's sad for him, and it's so sad for that girl and her family.
That's just, 23 years old. She was 23 years old. That's so... Yeah.
It's life-changing. My thoughts are that I hope other people, what's done is done.
Yeah.
But I hope people will look at this and realize bad choices have consequences.
Yeah.
And nowadays, there are so many ways. There's Uber and Lyft and ride-sharing services.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, with an NFL player, money's not an object. It's not. So take that
I guess if you're intoxicated, your thought processes don't work, but make those decisions if you're going to be out partying.
And that's one thing I really want to touch on. This is if we can just to close out the flag on a play, because this is such an important thing, and especially what you just said. We talk about him being an NFL player and how money is not an issue. I think we need to take that out of our mind because it should never be a consideration when it comes to money if you can make that decision. If you can't drive, you can't drive, period. If you're impaired, period. You've made that decision when you went out that night and you were going to drink that's not something that you were going to be able to do, drive home. So I do want to talk to those who are on the internet who are bashing Henry Ruggs. Yeah, he's going to get exactly what he deserves. Mm-hmm. He's going to lose his entire football career, all the money that he could have made, all this fame, stardom, whatever. But even bigger than that, he's got blood on his hands that he did not mean to do. And him being involved in this DUI does not make him a bad person. It's a terrible decision. And the reason why I say it doesn't make him a bad person is because anybody who decides to step behind the wheel and drive when they are drunk, you can make that happen. You can take a life. That is so real. The moment you step behind the wheel and you are intoxicated, you are capable of that. So I just wanted to end on that. That is such a serious topic. There's no need to try to talk about how bad of a person Henry Ruggs is for that, because he's not a bad person, and he's going to get what's coming to him. But that's just something that we all should learn.
Couldn't have said it, but thank you, Paul. That was great.
We're going to come back with Under the Hood. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, I've got Guy Gurdon.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
It's going great, anybody? Going great.
Good to be here.
Definitely, we got Mike Lewis.
Looking forward to getting to 50-50 again here.
Oh, yeah, look, man, this guy away, here, right? 50-50. Of course he's ready for 50-50. Before we jump into 50, I want to say a couple of things. First off, thank you for those who are watching on YouTube. Make sure that we're liking and subscribing at KPPF 1040 AM. And also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. We're going to have so much content for you guys. You can look at past episodes, all those different things. So we were able to cover a couple of different things. Now I want to jump into Under the Hood. So when we go under the hood, we're just doing some deep diving into whatever issues and things throughout the week that need a little bit more of talking about. And this week was so crazy with player movement. Obviously, trade deadline had just came and went. So I just want to talk about a couple different things. Some notable changes. Derrick Henry gets hurt. Okay, mm-hmm. He broke his foot. He's out for the season is what it looks like. Jameis Winston, he's also hurt. He's ACL. He's out for the season. Michael Thomas with the Saints, out indefinitely. Aaron Rodgers out with COVID. Von Miller's traded. Adrian Peterson signs with the Titans. That's just a few to list off of the player movement that we've seen this past week. Absolutely incredible. But I do want to talk about something when it comes to player movement. I've said before on this show, the NFL stands for not for long. So change is guaranteed, obviously. But player movement is definitely uncomfortable for the players that are playing, for the coaches who are making the decisions, for general managers. It's always very uncomfortable. I've always hated the lack of loyalty, though, that an organization gives to its players. Mm. You may have your opinions on what I just said, but that's just ways. How I feel. Case in point is the Von Miller situation. A player that can give all to his team. Probably one of the greatest Broncos of all time. Super Bowl leadership that he brought out. You name it with Von Miller. It is a problem to me, and it irks me how easily it was for the Broncos to part ways with him. Or at least from the outside looking in, seemed pretty easy. Really, that should have never happened, in my opinion. Montana should have never been a Chief. Joe Montana, I'm talking about. Emmitt Smith should have never been to the Cardinals. Jerry Rice should have never been an Oakland Raider. When you give so much to an organization, I just believe that that's something that you should be repaid for. Now, my question is to you guys. Is team player loyalty an issue? or should we chalk that up to part of the business?
Well, I wanted to go back real quick. You were talking about it's hard on the coaches and the team. It's also hard on the fans.
Yeah.
You know, fans have, you know, we have our favorite players. Yeah. There are people who have Von Miller jerseys with the Bronco. And I'm going to go back to John Elway. John Elway is, as always, will be a Denver Bronco.
Right.
That's where he was. So that's a part, too. I don't know. I have mixed feelings on this as far as, to me, you're building a team. Teams work together. You're in the locker room together. You're practicing together. You learn to think like the other person thinks. And there's something about that camaraderie. And, you know, I was in the Navy for 21 years. And you develop that team workmanship, and you learn to fight and play as a team and work as a team and help each other.
Yep.
So I look at it more from the team perspective, but I understand the NFL is a business.
Well, it's nothing new. It's been going on for years in any sport. Of course, Nolan Arenado with the baseball, with the Rockies, too, the same thing. It was
Denver's hurting.
Oh, man, I tell you. And then for this to happen with Von Miller, and he had said that he was all in to get this season turned around with the Broncos, wanted to be a part of it. But, again, down the road here, let's see what happens.
Yep.
He was coming to the end of his contract. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at it on the business side of things, then now was the time.
Yep.
And as we mentioned earlier, Peyton's own child won't speak to him because of Von Miller. But we're going to miss him. And I do believe he will be back to retire as a Bronco. Mm. You know, they do that. I hope so.
We often see that. We often do see that. I mean, when you look at the flip side of it, too, kind of what you were talking about with wanting to be there, we've just seen in this past week, Odell gets released. Odell Beckham Jr., not a Cleveland Brown anymore. And that was a guy who very vehemently did not need to be in the building or didn't want to be in the building. You know, LeBron James tweeted for us to let us know he didn't want to be there, and his dad let us know as well. So it does go both ways. Cleveland, even though it was a bad situation for them, cost-wise, cap space, they lost about $47,000 to releasing OBJ. They did it because of the team. So that's just where I put that up in the air, where a team was able to cut Odell because team, and then money didn't necessarily – it was something. There was a shot that they were willing to take. But then on the other end, guy like Von Miller gives you all he's got.
Well,
and you get rid of them.
I got a question. Yeah. Should Peyton Manning have ever been a Bronco?
That's another one.
There's
so many guys where just should never have worn a different jersey. And that's just one of the things with player loyalty. With that, I do want to wrap up under the hood, though. We do got to get into 50-50. Mike is so excited to just crush us again this week. So we're going to wrap up under the hood. That was brought to you once again by Lavish Lashes and Castle Roofing, taking care of all your roofing needs. Let's come back after this short break. We'll get into 50-50. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Of course, we've got Guy Gerton. We've got Mike Lewis. This is 50-50. It's time to pick them. So, 50-50. We've got all these games going.
By the way, 50-50.
Could go either way. You know what I'm saying? I love it. But going back into the week nine picks, I am 67-45, doing pretty good. Mike went 11-3 last week. I don't know who you're talking
Crystal
to.
Crystal ball.
75-37. Crazy. That's a crazy stat he's at. Guy, you're at 23-16. You're not doing too bad. But let's get into this week. We've got some great games lined up. To start off, we've got the Falcons heading down to New Orleans. This is on Fox. It's the first 11 game, 11 a.m. game.
Always a great matchup there. Always.
The spread is going to the Saints.
Mm-hmm. I'm going
7-point spread.
I'm going with Saints and Simeon. At quarterback.
Simeon. Well, it's Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill's also coming back, so we're going to have both of them.
Saints win that one.
I got the Saints, too.
Perfect. I'm going to go Saints. I'm just going to copy Mike. No, then on CBS, we've got the Cleveland Browns heading to Cincinnati to take on the Browns, the OBJ-less Browns, which this might be a good thing for the Browns. But there's a 2.5-point spread going to Cincinnati. I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Bengals.
I'm going Cincinnati as well. I'm They're a tough team to figure, but I think they'll win at home.
Yeah. We've got Denver heading out to Dallas. Dallas has the 10-point spread. I see no reason of not going along with that. Dallas will win big.
I'm sorry, but I'm going with the Cowboys.
Mike is going against the Broncos. Record that.
As I mentioned earlier, that old country song, right? Ride a cowboy, save a horse.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing here. I got to go with the beloved Broncos because I'm going to see with the whole Von Miller situation, maybe that lights a fire. And it's a turnaround game for the season. Broncos.
Perfect, perfect. Then we have probably the best, most exciting game of the entire weekend. We've got the Houston Texans going to Miami to play the Dolphins. The Dolphins have a 6.5-point spread going their way. I'm actually going to go at Houston.
Are you? Really? Okay. Houston. I'm going Dolphins at home. Mm-hmm. Miami.
Yeah, this is kind of a race to the bottom, isn't it? I got to go with the home team, the Dolphins.
Definitely. Why. I think the Dolphins are going to sabotage some things because they want that first pick.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think these are the games to lose. we've got the Raiders heading out to New York. The Raiders have a 3-point spread headed their way. I think there's just so much going on in that locker room, though. If they are able to get into the playoffs, this is a story. Of an organization, one of the greater stories an organization can ever have. I'm going to go with the Giants.
I know what happened this past week, but I'm going to stick with the Raiders. I think they're going to pull through.
You know, I got to agree with you. I'm going to go with the Giants on this one. I think they're coming up, getting stronger and stronger each week.
Definitely. We've got Buffalo heading out to Jacksonville. There's a 14.5-point spread going to Buffalo. No need to go against that. I'm going Buffalo.
Buffalo here.
Got the Bills.
Perfect, perfect. Then we have a rematch of the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 34, I believe. We have the New England Patriots heading out to Carolina to take on the Panthers. There's a 3.5-point spread headed to New England. I'm actually going to go with the Panthers.
I'm going Panthers on that one as well.
Yep. And I've got Panthers too.
Definitely. We've got Minnesota heading out to Baltimore. 6.5-point spread going to Baltimore. I'm staying with Baltimore.
I'm going Baltimore at home. Yep.
Three in a row.
I like it. We've got Green Bay heading out to Kansas City. Rematch of Super Bowl I. 7-point spread going to KC. Aaron Rodgers is not playing. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Chiefs, yep. Chiefs are coming up.
The same thing because of the COVID situation with Rodgers. I went to the Chiefs too, even though the Chiefs are, 4-4?
Yeah, right.
You know, you mentioned Super Bowl games. There's like 5 former Super Bowls. Did you see
going
that?
Going on
the
this
The Broncos
week?
And the Cowboys were.
Yep, that's another one. So I think it's lined up this week. I like it. We've got the Chargers heading out to Philly. There's a 3-point spread heading to the Chargers. I'm actually going to go with Philly. Usually when I bet on Philly, they lose. Don't do that this week, Philly. Let's go.
Please, give them some help. I'm going Chargers. I still think the Chargers are going to be pretty good before this is all over.
I got the Chargers too.
Yeah.
Definitely. Arizona heading out to San Francisco. 2.5-point spread going to Arizona. They're coming off a tough loss. I'm gonna stick a fork in this one. Let's go 49ers. Come home with a victory for me. Let's do it.
I agree totally. It's the 49ers in this one.
Oh, I got the cards.
Okay, we got the cards.
There we go.
Another rematch, Super Bowl 30, I believe, or 30. Well, I can't remember. We're going to go Tennessee heading out to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. 7.5-point spread going to the Rams. I'm going to go Rams.
Yeah, it's the Rams. The Titans are a little bit in shambles. Rams.
Yeah, Rams too.
Definitely. We've got Chicago heading out to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. 6.5-point spread. This is Monday night going to Pittsburgh. I am going to stick with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh at home. Yep. Steel curtain. Yep. Going with Steelers.
Home team.
Yep.
Definitely. Well, that's going to do it for Pat and Go this week. That week 9, we had so much to talk about. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure if we're on YouTube, we're liking and subscribing. Go ahead and share it, comment, everything. This is Pat and Go with Paul Browning and also 1040 KPPF. Make sure we're liking and subscribing there. To wrap it up, this is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. See you next week.